What up, everyone? It is your girl, Maria Ponce, and welcome to Life on Overdrive. That's right, this is the first episode of season one, and of course, many more episodes to come, and it is being released today on 12/12, my birthday.
That's right, guys. I like to do big things on my birthday, and honestly, this is one of the best birthday presents I could ever have, because if I can make a difference in someone's life, I'm all for it. So guys, before I begin, I do want to say that I am sick with a little cold. I know, on my birthday, sucks. So if you hear my voice go in and out, or you hear my voice go raspy, or me take a short break, that is because I'm sick. So please excuse me, I'm so sorry. Also, quick disclaimer, this podcast is not for the weak, so if you are a weak little bitch, please tune out. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding. If you're weak, we're going to change that. Like, this is what this podcast is all about. Like, changing your mindset. It's all about inspiration, motivation. I'm going to push you to your limits. And that is why it's called Life on Overdrive. Like, we're going to go full in. Full in, guys. Like, I'm going to change the way you think about life, the way you think about making changes. I'm going to change that for you. And I am going to bring more guests onto the podcast later on. But I wanted the first episode to kind of just be about my life story, you know, like how I became successful in life, how I made it so far. So I'm going to make this as quick as possible. I want these podcast episodes to be very short. You know, I don't want them to be an hour long because we got shit to do. Like, we got work to put in. So this first episode, like I said, it's going to be a little background. Not, you know, my full life story, but a little background of how I made it so far. So yeah, let's do this, guys. Let's do this. So everyone has that one question, right? How did I do it? How did I make it so far in life? How did I get to where I am today? Well, guys, it definitely wasn't easy. It took a lot of hard work and determination. And it takes a very strong mindset. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It takes a very strong person to get as far as I've come in life. Like, I didn't start off easy or anything like that. I didn't work my way up easily. I did everything I had to do to make it this far. And you guys are probably thinking, oh, it was her modeling career, it was her radio career, you know, it was her networking, no, it had nothing to do with the entertainment business. I'm not kidding. Nothing to do with it. It all had to do with my education. All of it. And I'm not saying that success happened overnight. It took me a long time. I accomplished all my goals by age 30. And when I say all my goals, I mean like the goals I had created in probably like my early 20s. You know, everyone has, you know, goals in life that they want to accomplish by a certain age. And my goals in life was literally to own a house. It wasn't even my dream house. It was just like own a house to start off with. You know, own my dream car and land my dream job. And back then, those images in my mind that were, you know, literally like my dream goals were really small compared to how far I really had made it. Like back then, I remember when I was doing a campaign for La Chica Que Buena 96.1 FM. And pretty much what that means is I was a Spanish radio host for a Spanish radio station. And when they asked me the question, what is your dream car? My response was literally a Chevy Camaro. Back then, I was driving so gangster. I had I believe it was like a 2008 Chevy Impala on 22s. Like, you could hear me coming down the block. Like, I'm not kidding. And yeah, my response was a Chevy Camaro. Yeah, fast forward a few years later, I landed a pretty big job that, you know, allowed me to get a Mercedes-Benz, and that literally grew my passion for Mercedes-Benz and just sports cars in general. Like, I fell in love with luxury vehicles, and my list of goals became bigger. Like, I had bigger goals. So in order to get to where I am today, I knew that I had to work really, really hard for it. So just to lay down the foundation, in 2008, I graduated with my first associate's degree. I tried to pursue a career as an RN. I even went to college to pursue my education and expand it. But unfortunately, you know, I was a single mom of two kids and I needed to work. So that led me to drop out of college and get a full-time job instead. And I started off as a back office certified medical assistant, and I worked at small doctor's offices, and then I got bigger and bigger, worked my way up, and then I got into the big leagues. And I would say that my turning point in my career would have to be when I worked at Blue Shield of California. Yeah, that job definitely changed me. It made me the person that I am today. It taught me a lot. It taught me how not to be a manager, how to be a manager. It taught me how to do project managing. Like, it taught me a lot. And I grew so much in that area, not only in, you know, the medical assistant field, but as a person. Like, we did so much there because it was a primary and urgent care center. We did so much for the community. Like, we were more than, you know, a medical assistant to some people. We were like therapists. We were pain management. We were diabetes management. We were all kinds of stuff to these people. And I grew really close to the community, and it allowed me to grow into the person that I am today. But that job definitely expanded my view in my career. And I remember just sitting at my desk, and my manager would come up to me and be like, okay, make sure you guys, you know, have everything together. Corporate's coming by. And in my head, I'm like, corporate? Why is corporate coming by? And at that time, we had just been bought out by Blue Shield of California. We were known as Care First before that. I was like, all right, cool. So next thing you know, I see people wearing suits and blazers and slacks and boss ladies coming in with their Louis Vuitton bags and their high heels. And I was like, dang, she looks like a badass. And just seeing corporate walking through the hallway and, you know, boss ladies coming through the nice bags and their head up high, and you could just feel their energy. Like, they knew they were bosses and they knew they were badasses. So I was like, I want to be like them. I want to be exactly like them. Because at that time, honestly, my job was cool. Like, it came with great pay and great benefits, you know. But although it came with great benefits and great pay, like, I worked really, really hard there. I worked 12-hour shifts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and sometimes Saturdays. Like, we were short-staffed at that time, too. Like, it was only me and my other coworker at that time, and we were putting in 12-hour shifts back there. You know, and then corporate came in and they changed the whole model and they changed management. They added more to management, and it became really hectic and stressful that the pay and the great benefits didn't really matter to me anymore. Like, my mental health mattered to me. Like, my physical health mattered to me. It was cool because, I'm not going to lie, Blue Shield of California paid for my education. I was able to get an associate's there. You know, another associate. I was able to get my second associate's there. I was able to get a bachelor's in healthcare administration there because they paid for our education. And I was so blessed with that job. I really was. Like, I grew a lot as a person. It made me the person that I am today. But I worked my ass off there. Like, sweat, tears. And I just remember coming home crying to my mom, being like, Mom, I work so hard, you know, and it's like, I'm trying to climb the ladder and I'm not getting an opportunity there, you know, and it just wasn't where I wanted to be in life. Like, I had graduated with a bachelor's in healthcare administration and I wasn't growing with the company. Like, I wasn't getting anywhere. So at that point in time, I had to make a decision. And honestly, it was the best decision I've ever made in my life, was to resign. So in 2019, I resigned. And after that, honestly, it was just nothing but success. Like, I landed bigger management jobs. I landed the biggest management role I ever had in my life, and with biggest pay too. I was managing a health center facility in Simi Valley. And I was managing a staff of over 75 employees, including doctors, nurse practitioners, you know, medical assistants, LBNs, RNs, you know, a whole health center. So it wasn't just medical, guys. It was optometry, it was dental, and it was mental health. So I was able to expand my knowledge and, you know, my experience in my career there. And after that, it's just nothing but successful jobs. And that's how I climbed the ladder. Like, I kept moving up and moving up and moving up. And then, you know, I started to grow more in my career, started working with LA County and the Department of Public Health. And now I'm in a point in my life where I can create my own schedule with the Department of Public Health. Like, I create my own schedule. And it's so cool, guys. Like, it's giving back and it's fulfilling my purpose in life. Just giving back to the community, giving back to the people, being able to help them. And I love what I do. I honestly love what I do in life. My purpose in life is to give back to others, help others, you know, get them to where they want to be in life, and just basically provide resources to people in need. And I love doing that. I really do. So when was it? Last year on my birthday, I decided to retire my 9-to-5. At that time, I was working at a treatment center. And I created a enhanced care management program. I was a program director, basically trained all the case managers in how to properly navigate our complex cases. And most of that work had to deal with mental health patients, substance abuse patients. And my case managers really didn't know how to navigate those calls or those caseloads. So I would always take them on. While my case managers were on the phone with 911 trying to get help for these suicidal patients, I was on the phone talking to them, like trying to talk them out of killing themselves. Like, it was no joke. Like, it was either me trying to convince them not to pull that trigger or not to, you know, cut themselves or not to take all those pills or not to overdose. Like, I had to convince them not to end their life. So I came up with this strategy. And it was a strategy of questions. And basically at the end, it came with an outcome, right? So one of my questions was, why do you feel this way? You know, and they'd give me something, for example, like, well, I have my girlfriend on my ass because I use drugs and I don't have a job and she wants me to quit using drugs and she wants me to get a good job and get my shit together. And then my response to that would be like, well, do you love your girlfriend? You know, like, do you love her so much that you're willing to change not only for her, but for yourself? Because she's looking out for you. Like, she wants the best for you. And to me, that tells me that this person really cares about you, because if they didn't care about you, honestly, she wouldn't care if you were wasting your life on drugs, you know? And they tell me something like, yeah, I never really thought about it that way, you know? And I'm like, well, now that you see things more clear, like, are you willing to give up these drugs to be able to better your life and, you know, better your relationship with her? And they'd be like, yeah, you know, I think that would change a lot of things. And I'd be like, yeah. And honestly, like, right now you're not happy, because if you were happy, you wouldn't be trying to take away your life. And obviously there's problems in your life that got you this far. And I think one of the problems is drugs. And we could help with that. Like, we have detox centers, we have rehabs, we can get you in and, you know, help you and better your life, you know, get you to a good point. And then we'd come up with a conclusion. Like, what do you need to do to be happy? And, you know, his response would be like, oh, well, I need to quit drugs. I'm like, yeah, you need to clean up, right? And he'd be like, yeah. And then what's the second step? After you clean up, you can do what? Well, I can get a good job. I'm like, right. And we could help you with that too. Like, it's all about taking steps in life and making changes. If you don't make any changes in your life, you're not going to see progress. You're going to stay exactly where you are in life. And it would come back to a point where he'd be like, oh, I never saw it that way. Like, you're right. I'm unhappy because I use drugs and I need to quit. So basically, my view in life is the same exact way. Like, you're complaining that you don't have things in life, or that you don't have your dream house, or you don't have your dream cars, or, you know, you don't have something in life, but you're not willing to make changes. Like, you're not willing to get up, get out there, and get it. Like, it takes hard work. It does. It really does. Nothing in life comes easy. Nothing. You have to work hard for it. Even becoming a business owner, like, you think it's easy? It's not. You're gonna have ups, you're gonna have downs, you're gonna have setbacks, you're gonna have good times. You know, you're gonna be crying on other days, you know? It's all about changes in life. And it's all about whether or not you're willing to take risks. Because when you're making changes in life, it's gonna come with risks. Trust me, it is. And like I said, it's not easy. And that's basically my view in life. And that's how I've made it so far in life. Like, I surpassed my vision of my dream home. Like, I literally live in my dream home. I love my home. Like, my home is my peaceful place. And I am so proud of making it so far in life because of my education. You know, I got my dream cars. I don't just have one Mercedes-Benz, you know? I have three. And I have my dream Louis Vuitton bags. You know, I have a closet full of brand new shoes and Louis Vuitton shoes. And, you know, all this material stuff is great. But I think the best thing about life is being able to serve my purpose. And because of my extensive education and my experience, I was able to retire my 9-to-5 and become a business owner and land a job that was flexible with my schedule. Like, I create my schedule. I was still able to maintain, you know, that relationship in the community and be able to give back because of how far I've made it in my education and my career. So even though times are hard at times, like, don't give up, guys. Like, it's all about you and how much work you're willing to put in. It really is. And if you can put your mind and your thoughts into it, you can do it. It's possible. You just got to put in the work. And no one's going to do that but you. So guys, I'm going to end this podcast with a quote that I stick by today and a quote that I stuck by my whole entire life. And it literally made me. And I want you guys to think about this, okay? So here's a quote, guys. Life is what you make it. All right, guys. This is Life on Overdrive. Maria Blonce. I'm out. Peace.